Maybe getting comfortable includes a wiggle or a stretch. Oh. And then letting the eyes close, letting the body settle, inviting your awareness right here, right now, into this dear body, receiving support. Feel this, feel the body, feel the breath, allowing yourself to land in this moment. And then bringing to mind a challenge, something you're giving yourself a hard time about, something that feels difficult. And beginning with that R, recognizing this is true for me. This is here for me now. There's this challenge in my life. See if you can just choose one for this practice. So often we push it down, push it away, push through. So this is an opportunity to just recognize, oh, suffering is here. You could even name it. Oh, yeah, this is tough. This challenge is here right now. And then the A in rain is for allowing. So making space for things to be as they are. This is not like a spiritual bypass, or we're not fixing it or kind of toxic positivity. It's just making space for this difficulty to be here since it's already here anyway. Oh, yeah, it's like this for me right now. This is how it is right now. Allowing it to be so, just for now. There's air in the room to breathe with whatever's here. There's space for it. And the I in rain is for investigate. So you've made space for this challenge to be here. And so now you can sit down right beside it and get curious. What is going on here? What is actually happening? You might sense into the body and investigate where you're carrying this pain, this difficulty. Can you find where you're holding it in the body? Maybe the shoulders are tight or the jaw. Maybe there's a kind of roiling in the gut, or your brow is furrowed, or your hands are clenched. Where does it live? Where do you feel it in the body? Checking in with the emotions, sensing into the heart, noticing what's here. Maybe sadness or anger, hurt, tenderness, grief or fear. Jealousy or longing. Maybe it's easy to name an emotion, or maybe it's like a whole tangle or a pile. Might feel like a heavy weight, or it's like a color. Investigating the territory of your heart in response to this challenge. And then checking in with the mind. What are you believing about yourself? Is there some belief here that you're not enough, not lovable, not doing it right, not doing a good job? You might even notice one of those or many of those styles of distorted thinking here. Is there some sort of thought that's in the mix? You don't have to fix it or change it or make it go away. We just want to know what's here. What is the mind up to in response to this challenge? How is the mind meeting it? What are you believing? And maybe you discover, oh my goodness, I'm so lonely. I'm scared. I'm angry. I'm judging myself. I don't feel safe. I'm exhausted. What is it for you? Even though it can be painful to see clearly, it can also be a huge relief to just be honest about what's happening. This is how this challenge is for me. It's like this. And then the N of rain for nourish and non-identify. So let's start with nourish. So is it possible to offer yourself some care in this moment? Maybe a warm hand on the heart or the belly, or feeling your hands nested in your lap, or one of those hugs we were giving ourselves. Or maybe it's feeling this challenge in the body and breathing into that area, inviting some ease. Just softening the body a bit. Maybe there's a kind word you could offer. I see how hard you're trying. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry it's so hard. Or maybe I'm with you. I've got you. I care about you. I love you. Using the language that feels good to you, using your own language, you could speak in your mother tongue to yourself, offering kind words. Speaking in the language of your heart. Softening the body. Kind words, if that feels good. You find your way. Just offer yourself some care. And then this N too for non-identification. Allowing yourself to see that although this challenge is here and it's real and it's difficult, this is not all of who you are. It's just one thread. There's so much more to you and to the world than this problem. So real, worthy of care and compassion, and not the whole story. Is it possible to see there's so much more to you, your loving, caring person, committed to your own growth and learning, doing your best to care for yourself and others? And there's so much more to the world. This problem is here, and there are big brown dogs, and there's dance class, and there's friends, and wiggling, and burping, and giggling, and there's green grass, and bare feet, and rainbows. And cool rain and cool night air and warm sun and green leaves and hot fudge sundaes. So much more. Allowing yourself to feel the spaciousness of who you are. And of this complex, beautiful, difficult world. And finally, letting go of this rain practice. And with your eyes still closed, just rest. Just be. Thanks, friends.